the first rightful, worthy, deserving Khalifa of Islam. There is a hadith of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that there isn't going to be no Nabi after him. La Nabi Abadi. That after Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there will be no new Nabi, no new Rasul. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is the last Nabi, final Nabi. In another hadith, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated that if there were to be a Nabi after me, Kana Umar, it should have been Umar. This hadith, people say that why Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not say Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Because Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Lukana Nabi Badi, if there was going to be a Nabi after me, Kana Umar, it should have been Umar. Why Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not say Abu Bakr? So that leads us to a discussion that Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu and Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are as if to say standing so similar that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that if there is going to be a Nabi, he does not take Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu's name, because that is already understood and taken for granted that Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu and he are so close and so similar and together. The Arabic word, which is also used in Urdu, because as a language, the Urdu language comprises obviously of Sanskrit, of Arabic, and of Persian. So the Urdu language, many words are used in it which are from Arabic. So the word that we are using is called mahiyat, meaning togetherness, closeness, oneness. Now Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, they are so close in quality, in character, personality, as we will explain today in our discussion, that one easily can understand that when Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke of if there were was going to be a Nabi, it should have been Umar. He left out Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, because it is understood that Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu is already on the same similarity level of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is why you will find many striking parallels between Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. For example, on the occasion of the first wahi Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam received, he immediately came down and went to his noble wife Hazrat Khatijatul Kubra radiallahu ta'ala anha, and she stated to him what transpired. She told him that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would not harm him or destroy him or ruin him. She said, I take an oath in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are the one who maintains and joins family ties. You are the support of those who do not have it. You provide for those who have no provision. You entertain the guest. And you assist in all good matters. Yeah, Hazrat Khatija radiallahu ta'ala anha, she lists and she enumerates five qualities of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So what she says, you maintain family ties, you support those who do not have it, you provide for those who have no provision, you entertain guests, and you assist in all good matters. Now when we look in the history of Islam, when these kuffar and mushrikeen were harassing and harming and injuring the Muslims, then Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu decided he wants to leave Makkatul Mukarramah. And he was already going away from Makkatul Mukarramah when he met one of the mushrikeen leaders, Ibn Dughana. And Ibn Dughana told him that I will give you amnesty. And he praised Hazrat Abu Bakr's qualities. Remember that he has not met Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but what he says about Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says, indeed you provide for those who have no provision. You maintain and join family ties. You are the supporter of those who do not have it. You entertain the guests, and you assist in all good manners. Now can you imagine this, that the same five qualities which Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu was stated, Ibn Dughana stated about him, the same five qualities Hazrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha stated about Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And about Ibn Dughana, that comes in Bukhari. In the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as Rauf Rahim, compassionate and merciful. In Surah Toba we find this. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu was famous for the exact same qualities. In fact, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has described Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq in the words, and it is narrated by Abu Mahjan radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the most compassionate person in my ummah is Abu Bakr. Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu reports Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the most merciful amongst my ummah, to my ummah, is Abu Bakr. So the quality of merciful and the quality of compassionate Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes about Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam describes those very same two qualities about Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So we can see the similarities between Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Now, to have a sense of honor is a laudable characteristic trait. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu shares the same quality with Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is stated in a hadith, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I have the most sense of honor amongst you, and Allah has a greater sense of honor than me. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, now regarding himself, he said this, I have the most sense of honor amongst you, and Allah has a greater sense of honor than you. He, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said regarding Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the person with the greatest sense of honor in this ummah after its Nabi is Abu Bakr. See what Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying? That the sense of honor after himself is Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu in this ummah. Now let us go on. In the time of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this was the age of poetry, because they should gather to recite poetry, and this was festive occasions. All the poets would gather in Makkatul Mukarramah and read and recite poetry and be proud of it. And they should go on for few days, these poetry sessions. And then they should adjudicate which poem is the best. And after that, they should have the best poem hung on the Kaaba. That's how the Saba Mu'allaka, which ulama ikram study in poetry, came about. And they should praise and laud and gift the poets. But during that time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He spoke about Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Surah Yasin, and Allah Jalla Majdahu stated about Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we have not taught him poetry, and it is not befitting him. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is stating clearly that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not a poet, and Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has not been taught poetry. And this is not befitting for Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We find in Ibn Askar, he reports that Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala and her state, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I take an oath that Abu Bakr did not recite any poetry, either before his entry into Islam, and even after that. See, here we find Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying about him that he is not a poet, he doesn't recite poetry, and it is not befitting of him to be a poet or recite poetry. And Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, she states, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu did not recite poetry either before accepting Islam or even after that. So we can see again similarities between Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala alayhi. Now, when we look at alcohol, besides poetry, the time of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was famous for the drinking of alcohol, and alcohol, horse racing, gambling, womanizing, all these, that's why they have got so many different names for alcohol in Islam, because the different stages of brewing and fermentation or level of production got different names in the Arabic language. Both Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu abstained from consuming alcohol. Abu Nu'aym reports from Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha that Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu had made the drinking of alcohol haram upon himself even before the advent of Islam. Now when we look, and we are already explaining, there are so many qualities which are similar. You can draw easily parallels between Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala alayhi. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was extremely clean and pure by nature. And the Shariat of Islam wants purity, cleanliness. At-tuhuru niswul iman. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated that purity, cleanliness is half of iman. At-tuhuru shatrul iman. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated that purity, cleanliness is branch of iman, meaning precondition of iman. So Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was so clean and pure that during the time of battle of Uhud, even when the conditions were severe, And Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was injured. During that time, Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam refused to drink water that was not clean. Remember, Battle of Uhud was a trying battle for the Muslims, where they suffered a temporary setback. During that time, when Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was injured, lost his two teeth, and he was bleeding, during that time, he refused to drink not clean water. Just like that, Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam refusing to drink water that was not clean, Hazrat Abu Bakr had the same natural disposition. I'll explain this after the break.
لعاتيه والليل زاد
Zakia, how should I discharge my zakat?
Well, according to Zansaf publication, certain family members must be considered first.
Really?
Yes. Then your neighbor or someone in your neighborhood, then your city, then your country.
But how do I know if they qualify for zakat?
Well, that's why I give my zakat to Zansaf, because they perform all the necessary checks on my behalf.
Of course. Zansaf, how can I forget them? They helped my neighbor's daughter with a bursary last year, and they even helped Uncle Ismail with money to start a small business.
That's right. Zansaf is development-orientated. After all, it's much better to teach a man to fish than to give him a fish. Pay your zakat. It's the right thing to do.
This message was brought to you by the South African National Zakat Fund. Call 0861-SANZAF at 0861-726-923.
Because charity begins at home.
Join the Ibn Masud Center and the Al Ansar Foundation for a sumptuous meal and a night of upliftment with international acclaimed Naat reciter Junaid Jamshed, taking place on Friday the 27th of March 2009 at the NMJ Hall at 7 p.m. inshallah. Make a difference in a child's life by purchasing a ticket and support this fundraising initiative. All proceeds to be re-injected into the Ibn Masud Institute. For ticket information, call the Al Ansar offices on 031-208-1601 or Ibn Masud on 031-209-0050.
Hosted by popular female Naat reciter Zora Khan, featuring on Radio Al Ansar on Sundays the 22nd and 29th of March between 5 and 6:30 p.m. Join our local girls from Islamic schools in and around Durban, including students of Orient Islamic School, Crescent, Ehsan Girls College, Al Salah, and others. So don't miss out on a live showcase of Durban's up-and-coming young female Naat reciters with Zora Khan on Sundays the 22nd and 29th of March from 5 to 6:30 p.m.
For all your cellular needs, visit LTEC AutoPay Cellular Pavilion in Westwood today, where they will offer you the best in all three networks and specialize in new contracts, upgrades, 3G HSDPA broadband, and the widest range of prepaid and accessories. They offer the long-awaited Neotel landline service with an all-in-one device that enables you to make telephone calls, send SMSs, and connect to the internet. The devices are portable and require no installation or connection costs. Packages range from only 99 Rand and you pay only 8 cents per megabyte. Visit LTEC AutoPay Cellular Pavilion in Westwood for the best deals in town. Open until 7 p.m.
Assalamu alaikum, like hello, wakey wakey, Shakira, it's the afternoon, you have a show to do with me.
What? Oh, 4 o'clock, oh my word, it's 4 o'clock.
Yes, you and I, afternoon drive,
4 to 6 p.m., Mondays to Fridays.
Shakira Saeed and Salma Kazi on the afternoon drive home.
Radio Al-Ansar, the house of Islam.
Shabki rana fuzul fosi.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I was continuing explaining the similarities between Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And I mentioned that in the Battle of Uhud, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, although he was injured, he refused to drink water that was not clean. Just like Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu was also a person whose natural disposition was towards cleanliness and he loved purity. Example, during the migration from Makkatul Mukarrama to Madinatul Munawwara, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu and Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stopped at a place where some goats were grazing. And Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu approached the shepherds and asked for milk. When the time for milking of the goat came, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu himself states, I told him, the shepherd, to first clean the goat's udders and also to clean his hands. And then when he had completed milking the goat, I covered the mouth of the container with a cloth and presented it to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we can see from this incident that Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala who had love for cleanliness and love for purity. Just like Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Both Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they had the great enthusiastic quality of propagating and steadfastness on deed. If you look at their lives, there are many parallels concerning how they went about executing the duty of tabligh and how they underwent trials and tribulations whilst propagating and preaching to the kuffar and the mushrikeen. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he went to Taif, it is famous, this incident, that how he was pelted with stones and bleeding, suffering pain and difficulty. And when we look at Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that when he was preaching amongst the mushrikeen, they beat him up so much that he was almost on the point of death. But he was saved when some members of the Banu Tamim tribe, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu is from the Banu Tamim tribe, they came and they rescued him and they drove the mushrikeen away. And they wrapped Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu in a cloth and took him away, took him to his house. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu was saved from the crowd who were beating him up, just like how Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was saved by Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu when the cursed Uqba bin Muhit was trying to strangle Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Just as the mushrikeen had once beaten Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam until the beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fell unconscious, so did they beat up Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu until he fell unconscious. Now, just like the high profile person like Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala came into Islam through the dua of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua that either Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu or Abu Jahl, one of them should accept Islam. The dua went in the favor of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Just like that, the dua of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu went into the favor of Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu made dua and Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu accepted Islam. And the same day when Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu became the object of the mushrikeen's frustrations and anger and was rendered unconscious. That was the day Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala who became a Muslim. This was the practical result of his dua. Now both these great personalities were firm and they were convicted in preaching Islam and they were steadfast indeed. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had such a firm conviction on the propagation of deen that he would say, it comes in Bukhari, that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should say, I take an oath in that being in whose hands my life is, that I will continue to fight the kuffar for this deen until such time that my neck is separated from my body or this deen becomes victorious. Now this statement, exactly like that you will come to read just now and hear just now what Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu said. Yeah, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, displaying how convicted and how firm he is and how steadfast he is in deen, what he says, I take an oath in that being in whose hands my life is, that I will continue to fight the kuffar for this being until such time that my neck is separated from my body or this deen becomes victorious. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned this in Mecca to Abu Talib, and also on the occasion of Hudaybiyah to Suhail, who was the representative of the Kuffar. When the leaders of the Quraysh got together and approached Abu Talib and told him to pressurize his nephew to desist from the activities, or he, Abu Talib, must stop being a barrier between them and Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he told Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to stop his propagation because this is causing a burden on him. On that occasion, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told his uncle with firm vigor and conviction what Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, and this is very famous. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told, I take an oath in Allah Ta'ala that if these people were to place the sun in my right hand and the moon in my left, so that I may leave this propagation of the deen, I will never give it up until Allah Ta'ala makes his deen predominant or I lose my life in this struggle. This, every orator and every speaker, we generally quote this to show how steadfast and how firm and how convicted was Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in preaching and propagating Islam. That he said clearly that if you put the sun in my right hand, moon in my left hand, so that I may leave this propagation of deen, I will never give it up until Allah makes his deen predominant or I lose my life in this struggle. Now let us look at Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. His fervor and passion for the deen and his steadfastness in deen after the demise of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, many of the Arab tribes on the outskirts of Medina rebelled. They became murtad and refused to pay zakat. Then Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu made a firm conviction to wage jihad against them. Many of the other Sahaba wavered in this situation. But Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala was firm and stated clearly that a camel was a big thing. Let alone that, if the person who used to give zakat even to the extent of a camel's reins and refused to do now, he would wage jihad against them. How firm Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu is saying. He's saying that even a camel is a big thing. Even if the reins of the camel, the person does not want to give it, if he's entitled to give it in zakat, Then Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, he will wage jihad against them. Even Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu tried to prevail over him, tried to convince him and request that he should adopt some softness in that matter. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu told Hazrat Umar, "O Umar, before Islam, you were a very brave person. Have you now become a coward? Wahy has terminated and deen is complete. Is there going to be compromise in the deen whilst I am alive?" This is a very famous statement, everybody quotes it. Is there going to be a compromise in the deen whilst I am alive? This can never be so. It is stated in another narration, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala who said, "It would be more acceptable to me that the birds lift my body and devour me than I tolerate any amendments, any changes to the deen." It is stated by a great Tabi, says that he heard Hazrat Abu Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu saying, "There was never a person more virtuous than Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu after the Anbiya. He had undertaken the task of combating the Murtads as only a Nabi would." Now we can see from these incidents how firm Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in deen and how enthusiastic he was in propagating the deen. And we can see how similarly Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, how firm he was in propagating deen and steadfast in preaching the deen of Islam. Now when we look at the hijrah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu with this unique opportunity of being in the company of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam during the migration from Makkatul Mukarrama to Madinatul Munawara. This one single virtue and opportunity is something which makes Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu stand out from all the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu majmayin, and grants Hazrat Abu Bakr a very special rank, virtue, status and position. Remember, there are so many Sahaba, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decrees and destines that among so many Sahaba, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he is chosen as a travel companion for Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Just as Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu was the companion of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so too was Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam companion of Hazrat Abu Bakr on this journey. This companionship of travel was instructed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the Quran al-Kareem, clearly it comes that he is Thani al-Isnain fil-Ghar. In the cave, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the other of Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu was the other of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One was the other of the next. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the other of the two, when the two of them were in the cave. So how fortunate, how privileged, how blessed is Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that he is the second of the two in the cave. And because the words are the second of the two, it can refer either way, that Hazrat Abu Bakr is one of the two, or Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is one of the two. Bringing them close and near and bring the similarities open. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala who was the companion of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the cave. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is companion of Hazrat Abu Bakr in the cave. Such is the companionship that this term companion in the cave was coined, because on the true and sincere friendship that existed between these two great personalities. And what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that He is the third. When Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, who were in the cave of Tur, and the kuffar were almost onto them, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, who? Oh Abu Bakr, what do you think of those two whose third is Allah? This comes in Bukhari and Muslim. What Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, who? Oh Abu Bakr, what do you think of those two whose third is Allah? Now, subhanAllah, what an honor. When Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Hazrat Abu Bakr were in the cave, then Allah described them as the two companions. And Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam added Allah as the third. Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu was one of the three. How fortunate and how privileged. But that is why from the Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaat we say that Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu is the first worthy, rightful, deserving Khalifa of Islam. How many similarities there are. That is why after Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it has to be logically that Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu is the Khalif, worthy of being Khalif. He is the Khalif, deserving of being Khalif. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on numerous occasions in the Quran Kareem, He forbade Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from grief and despondency. And do not grieve over them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. And do not allow their words to grieve you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, consoling him, stating to him, forbidding him that you should not grieve and you should not be despondent. Once in the cave of Tur, and the kuffar came very close, Hazrat Abu Bakr became extremely grieved. That least they discovered, least that they become known by the kuffar, then they will be harmed, and Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be harmed. This grief caused Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala even to cry. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, do not grieve. Allah ta'ala is with us. Just as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forbade Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to grieve and to be despondent, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam forbade Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu by saying, do not grieve, Allah is with us. Inshallah, after the break, I will continue mentioning more similarities between beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu.
Join hands and spend the evening listening to the Voice of Palestine. The Pietermaritzburg Muslim Women's Organization is inviting you to spend the evening with a talk delivered by Sheikh Waleed Al-Saadi at the Truro Hall, Pietermaritzburg on May 15th, 2009 at 6 p.m. Cost is 150 Rand per adult or child and supper is catered by Salimandra Caterers. All proceeds go towards Palestine. For more information, call 082-802-9011 or 082-368-2323. When last did you contribute towards your Akhirah? South Coast Madrasa gives you the chance to build your piece of Jannah. Make a difference in the lives of so many needy children. Help us build our school Jamaat Ghana. South Coast Madrasa is the only government-based Islamic school in KZN for children from preschool to grade 9. We have learners from Chatsworth, Clarewood, Wentworth, Durban and Umlazi. The Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever builds for Allah a mosque, even if it be tiny, like a bird's nest, Allah will build for him a house in paradise. So help South Coast Madrasa build its Jamaat Ghana. Call Altaf now on 073-3786-591 or 031-465-2376 anytime.
How do you treat your core? low in saturated fatty acids, high in monounsaturated fatty acids, vitamins, and a balance between omega 3 and 6. Blossom canola is the hearty choice, the tasty spread for the young at heart. Because life is all about balance. Treat your body the way you treat your heart. Win a revitalizing week at a Health Hydro with Blossom Canola. See pack for details.
Looking for an experience to last a lifetime? What could be better than Shaw Mitha's Three Harams Tour? Depart 27 June 2009 with Sully Khatrada. Visit Dubai, Jordan, Palestine, Syria, Mecca, Medina and Jeddah for only 29,990 Rand. Why just travel with anyone when you can experience the world with Shaw Mitha's Travels and Tours? For your holiday specials, visit www.mithastravel.co.za or call 031-207-6987. Shaw Mitha's Travels and Tours, 183 Sparks Road, Overford.
Join the Ibn Masood Center and the Al Ansar Foundation for a sumptuous meal and a night of upliftment with international acclaimed Naat reciter Junaid Jamshed, taking place on Friday the 27th of March 2009 at the NMJ Hall at 7 p.m. inshallah. Make a difference in a child's life by purchasing a ticket and support this fundraising initiative. All proceeds to be re-injected into the Ibn Masood Institute. For ticket information, call the Al Ansar offices on 031-208-1601 or Ibn Masood on 031-209-0050.
Radio Al Ansar.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Now we have just started explaining to some extent similarities between Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And we have been talking about the incident of migration, hijrah, and the similarities in that event. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated that do not grieve, Allah Ta'ala is with us. And furthermore, indeed Allah is with us proves that the company and association which Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam shared and enjoyed with Allah Ta'ala was likewise shared by Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inna Allaha ma'ana, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Now when they were migrating, the Quraysh promised a reward of 100 camels to the person who captures either Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam or Abu Bakr, or 200 camels to the person who assassinates or captures both of them. The reward for both of these personalities was equal. Even the mushriks, when they looked at Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they saw that close by him is Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Therefore, they put the reward is equal. 100 camels who captures either Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam or Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. 200 camels for the person who assassinates both of them. Now, Hazrat Zubair radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he came from Sham with the goods of trade, and he presented gifts to Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he gave them gifts more or less equal. Because in their eyes, that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, they were similar and close and they had togetherness. Now when we look from a philosophical point of view, and when we look at the mindset of Hazrat Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, we will find many similarities. When we look at the thinking pattern of Hazrat Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, we will find similarities. Now we proceed to mention the mindset and thinking pattern similarities of Hazrat Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. When Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he returned from Badr, then he sought advice from the Sahaba regarding the captives. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu suggested all of the captives should be killed. Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did not like this suggestion. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu stood up and suggested that they all be forgiven and the fidya be accepted. Blood money, ransom money be accepted from them. The Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he liked the suggestion and acted upon it. Consequently, he forgave them all and he accepted fidya from them. Thereafter the ayat came down, had it not been for the decree of Allah which had passed, then a severe punishment would have befallen you for what you have done, in Surah Al-Anfal. Upon hearing this, Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and Hazrat Abu Bakr started crying. When Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala came into Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's presence the next morning, he found both Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala crying. He asked why the both of them were crying. Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told him that he was crying over the fidya that was taken for the freed prisoners. Now this incident clearly shows the similarities and the concern and the opinion of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu were same, and the reaction to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's censure was also the same. In the battle of Hunayn, another example, in the battle of Hunayn, Hazrat Abu Qatada radiallahu ta'ala anhu was engaged in a fierce battle with a mushrik. Eventually, the mushrik was dispatched to Jahannam, but his possessions were taken by someone else. Hazrat Abu Qatada radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that he narrated the entire incident to Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam after the battle. The person who took the booty admitted that he did have it with him. He asked Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam to be concerned to him having the booty and that his right not be taken away. Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu exclaimed, "No, I take an oath. This cannot be. A lion of Allah ta'ala fights for him on the one side, and the Rasul of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the booty to you." Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu has spoken the truth. And then the booty was given to Hazrat Abu Qatada. Again, this incident, this decision, similar decision of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu and Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you can see the similarity in their thinking and their mindset and the decision making. It proves the likeness and the similarities between these two great personalities. On the occasion, another example, on the occasion of the Battle of Hudaybiyah, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was intent on going to Makkah. He was informed of the plots of the Quraysh to ambush and combat him with an army made up of different tribes. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gathered the Sahaba and consulted with them. He asked them whether they attack the tribes which have gone to assist the Quraysh or continue with their journey. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala who responded, "O Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you have made an intention to visit the Baytullah for ziyarat and tawaf, and you have not come to engage in battle. You should proceed to Baytullah, and whosoever prevents us, we will fight them." Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he liked the advice of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, and taking the name of Allah ta'ala, they proceeded. Now these words, which Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated, that you have made an intention to visit the Baytullah for ziyarat and tawaf, and you have not come to engage in battle, you should proceed to Baytullah, and whosoever prevents us, we will fight them. These were the exact same words by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to Urwa bin Mas'ud, who was the spokesman for the mushrikeen on the occasion of Hudaybiyah. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Urwa bin Mas'ud exactly what Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala who had stated earlier, we have not come to fight anyone. We have come to make tawaf of Baytullah. Whosoever prevents us, we will fight them. Again, exact mindset, opinion, similarity in thinking. When the Treaty of Hudaybiyah was being drawn up, then there was a conversation with Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, which is exactly similar in nature. When the Treaty of Hudaybiyah was being drawn up, then the Sahaba were restless, following the disrespectful manner adopted by the messenger of Mushrikeen, Suhail bin Umrah. The conditions of the treaty appeared wholly one-sided and unfair. This resulted in the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala rumajmain becoming grieved. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala who plucked up courage, and he went to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and what transpired? Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala who, he said to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "Are you not the true Nabi of Allah?" Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Yes, I am." Hazrat Umar said, "Are you not on haq, and our enemies are on batil?" Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Yes, it is so." Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala said, "Why then do we allow deen to be disgraced thus?" Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "I am without doubt the Nabi of Allah ta'ala, and I cannot disobey him. It is he who is my savior and helper." Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala said, Did you not tell us that we are going to Baytullah?" Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Yes. But did I also tell you that we will go to Baytullah this year?" Meaning that the year was not specified. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala said, "No, you did not say this." Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said, "Then when you go to Baytullah, then you will make tawaf." Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, he left Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and went straight to Hazrat Umar Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala. And the following conversation was then recorded. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala said to Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala that, "Abu Bakr, is not Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the true Nabi of Allah?" Hazrat Abu Bakr said, "Yes, he is." Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala said, "Why then are we witnessing such humiliation of the deen?" Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala said, "Undoubtedly Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the true Nabi of Allah, and he will never disobey Allah. Indeed, he is the savior and the helper. You should remain steadfast and firm in his obedience. I take an oath in Allah that he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is on the haq. Hazrat Umar said, did he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam not inform us that we are going to Baytullah to make tawaf? Abu Bakr replied, yes. But did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also say that we will make tawaf this year? Meaning that no year specification was done. Hazrat Umar said, no. Abu Bakr said that when we go to Baytullah, then you should make tawaf. Exactly how Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke, exactly like that, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu also spoke. The conversations between Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Abu Bakr clearly state and demonstrate the similarities in thought of both Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu and Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One more incident before I terminate. Ibn Ishaq writes that on the occasion of the siege of Fort of Taif, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Hazrat Abu Bakr, he saw in a dream that a container of milk was given to him. When a chicken came and pecked at the container and dropped it, spilling all its contents, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu replied, it is my opinion that your intention of conquering this fort may not be successful at the present time. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commented that he also felt the same, that the fort will not be conquered on that occasion. Now this incident also shows the similarities of the thoughts of these two great personalities. So we make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us the ability that we are from the Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaat, that we respect the Khulafa'i Rashideen, we respect and honor the Sahaba Ikram. It is part of the Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaat Aqeedah, belief, that Fazilat al-Shaykhain, Hubb al-Tarafain, Masa al-Khufain, that we from the Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaat believe in the superiority of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and we love those on the side, Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and we realize the legality and we accept the legality of passing wet hands, wet fingers over leather socks. These are the distinguishing features of the Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaat, that is Fazilat al-Shaykhain, Hubb al-Tarafain, Masal al-Khufain, and it is part and parcel of the belief of the Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaat that Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, after the Anbiya alayhi salam, he is the most superior amongst the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala grant us ability that we continue this, inshallah, in the Ramzan broadcast. A reminder should be given to us so that we continue and complete this topic of the similarities between Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Wa akhra da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
شق القمر بإشارته انجلي کے اشارے
Chicken, come get the real taste of how much shasha should be. Only in Grey Street. And while you're there, come taste Skipper's fish and chips. Where else can you get chicken, shawamas, burritos, quesadillas, fajitas, strips, as well as prawns, calamari and fish? And to give you a taste, why not try our crazy combo? Quarter chicken, fish and chips for only $29.95. Or fish and chips for only 15 rand. Nobody makes better chips than us. Nobody makes better chicken. Nobody fries fish better. Get the best of both worlds. Muchachos, real Mexican chicken and Skipper's in one combo store in Grey Street. Next to Mem Sub. Come taste the fiesta.
Allah Join me, Brother Ahmed Chatia, every Friday at 1:30 for the Jummah Roundup on Radio Al Ansar 103 FM Stereo.
The essence of Milad al-Nabi is to remember and observe, discuss and recite the events of the birth and the advent of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Throughout the month of Rabi al-Awwal, many of the Ummah host this blessed event, and Radio Al-Ansar has been fortunate to broadcast live from the Milad al-Nabi, allowing the greater Ummah to have access to the knowledge shared at this event. Every Sunday at 11:30 a.m., there will be a live broadcast from the Mawluds in different parts of KZ. Inshallah.
Radio Al Ansar dedicates each week of its broadcast to organizations and individuals who have made an impact on Islamic society and the global Muslim Ummah. Radio Al Ansar dedicates this week of its broadcast to all the Islamic workers, da'is, and the mujahideen who make outstanding contributions in order to protect, promote, and preserve Islam and the Muslim Ummah. These are our brothers and sisters who make enormous personal, financial, and family sacrifices in order to revive the Islamic civilization in the places that they operate. These are individuals who are faced daily with challenges and difficulties, but manage to sustain the growth of Islam. May Allah grant them barakah, blessing, and strength as they serve the Muslim Ummah.
مجھے فرقات میں رہ کر پھر وہ مکہ یاد آتا ہے.
This exclusive release of Junaid Jamshid's latest album is now available, appropriately entitled Badil Zaman, for its soothing melodies and thought-provoking lyrics. This CD is available only at the Al Ansar Book and Media Center. Get your copy now.
Today you'll find serenity. May your life be filled with sincerity. There is no happier day in your life than the virtue of being man and wife. There's joy without any end. Allah's blessing on this day does descend, descend. نكاح مبارك
مبارك
زواج مبارك
مبارك
النكاح من سنة.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Radio Al-Ansar 103 FM Stereo, coming to you live 189 West Road in Overport. It is the beautiful day of Jummah. Background check, wedding song, and if you're wondering why, I'm going to tell you exactly why. Hashim and Yasmin Ali of Riverside, Durban are proud to announce the nikah of their daughter, Zinat Ali, to Irfan Mirza of Croydon, UK. Nikah will take place at the Sufi Sahib Masjid, Riverside, Durban after Zuhair Salah on Saturday, that is tomorrow, the 28th of March 2009. That is the nikah of Zinat Ali to Irfan Mirza, taking place tomorrow, the 28th of March, after Zuhair Salah at the Sufi Sahib Masjid in Riverside. From everyone here at Al Ansar, we wish you the best as you begin your life together. May your marriage be filled with love, muhabbat, sukoon, inshallah, ameen. Lots of community announcements, let me get started on that. But before that, don't forget today's live Jummah broadcast will be from Masjid al-Nur in Mallinson Road, Asheville. Azan will be at 10 past 12, lecture and bayan will be by Mulana Yunus Patel. That is our live Jummah Salah broadcast from the Masjid al-Nur in Mallinson Road. Technician on the board in training is Amina. Amina is doing the board today and she's doing a superb job. Well done, Amina. A vacancy for a qualified and experienced Mu'allima. Drop off your CV at the MBS Madrasa, 222 Kenilworth Road, Overport, and or you can fax it to 031-209-4489. That is a vacancy for a qualified and experienced Mu'allimas. You can drop off your CV at MBS Madrasa, 222 Kenilworth Road, Overport, or fax it to 031-209-4486. You've heard about Sahuk, Hajj Watch, Imam, IMA, and many other organizations on Radio Al Ansar. Join Mohammed Vayawa this Sunday on Nightline, where we will find out more about the Muslim Consumer Council. Let me do that again. You've heard about Sahook, Hajj Watch, IMA, and many other organizations on Radio Al Ansar. Join Mohammed Veriawa this Sunday on Nightline, where we will find out more about the Muslim Consumer Council. That's Mohammed Veriawa on Nightline this Sunday. Maryam B. Sultan Preschool invites you and your family to their first ever fun day, a fun day with a difference. Fun stalls, prizes galore, exciting prizes, tasty food, inflatable rides, jumping castles, rocket ship, giant slide, shooting tunnel, face painting, sand art, fishing games, and much, 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 much more. The date, the 28th of March at 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. The venue is the Amphitheatre North Beach, the Amphitheatre Market in North Beach. And if you're interested in a stall, you can contact Shanaz or Safia on 031-2077-096. That's Shanaz or Safia on 031-2077-096. The Sydney Jamiat al-Ulama takes pleasure in informing you that Mr. Ibrahim Rasool and the Minister of Justice, Mr. Anwar Surti, will be attending their annual fundraising braai. This braai takes place on the 27th of March, that is Friday, today evening, at after Maghrib Salah at 6:30. The braai will take place at the ML Sultan Technical Grounds, Alpine Road, Springfield. Tickets are 100 Rand, and you can contact the offices for the tickets, or you can purchase it at the venue this evening. So that is the annual fundraising braai of the Sunni Jamiat al-Ulama taking place today, after Maghrib Salah, at ML Sultan Technicon Grounds, Alpine Road, Springfield. Madrasa Shaukat al-Islam annual fundraising dinner taking place on the 7th of May. So that's the date to diarize. 7th of May at 6 p.m. NMJ Hall, Henry Road. 120 Rand per a person. A spectacular evening to be remembered, an experience never to be forgotten. Spending the evening in the company of internationally acclaimed and world-class celebrity, famous Naat reciter Al-Hajj Muhammad Uwais Raza Al-Qadri of Pakistan. He will be the special guest of honor at this dinner, that's Madrasa Shaukat al-Islam annual fundraising dinner. Separate seating for ladies, so hurry, hurry, limited seats, call them on 031-283-994 for ticket bookings. That's Shaukat al-Islam annual fundraising dinner. 031-208-3994. Also, fundraising dinner taking place tonight. Ibn Masood, that's the Al Ansar Foundation's Ibn Masood School, taking place tonight. If you haven't got your tickets left, you might be lucky enough to get one. Call Fatima right now, 031-208-1601. That's Ibn Masood fundraising dinner taking place tonight. Join Mohammed Veriawa and other presenters for the first ever Nightline Health Walk taking place on Sunday the 29th of March, starting at 6:30 a.m. from the Old Snake Park area. The first 100 to join will receive free t-shirts and caps. So be part of this exciting venture with the Nightline team. Junaid Jamshed is on our shores. Auntie Asia just typed that up on the computer. Junaid Jamshed is on our shores and he's going to be at the Ibn Masood dinner this evening. You don't want to miss this event. Everyone in the office is like really busy preparing for the event, so book your tickets. Call Fatima, 031-208-1601. Also, I got a challenge for everyone. It's the last Friday of our broadcast. And as you know, after Juma, we have the Juma Roundup program. So if you'd like to be part of this program, give me a call when I'm out of studio. 208-284-564. 031-208-4564. And you can come onto the Juma Roundup today. Give us a 3 to 5 minute summary of your bayan. So be part of our last Juma Roundup for this broadcast. 208-4564. Coming up shortly is the Fatih Hadith, a selection of Jummah Surahs, taking you up to today's live Jummah broadcast on Masjid al-Noor in Mallinson Road. Jummah Roundup between 1:30 and 2:30. Best lecture series today entitled Muslim Sacrifice for Deen. And Busy Bees at 3 o'clock. Last and last coming your way, it's Radio Al-Ansar, Sira Broadcast 2009. There's nowhere you'd rather be.
Indulgence for every female. With a highly skilled female beauty therapist, Elements of Beauty is situated in an upmarket studio in Musgrave. Call us now on 031-201-6770 to book for our lavish March special. Pamper yourself with a deep cleanse facial, manicure and pedicure for only 200 Rand. Elements of Beauty are stockers of Environ, Sand Focus and Rooibos products. Bookings are by appointment only, so don't hesitate and treat yourself at Elements of Beauty.
0031-201-6770.
Do you know of someone that requires a wheelchair, commode, walker, or other disability aid, and he or she cannot afford to purchase one? Radio Al-Insan and Darul Yatama's campaign will assist. To qualify, fax a letter with the name and contact details, as well as a letter of motivation to Darul Yatama, including details of the disability or illness of the patient. And inshallah, we will endeavor to provide it. Call Rashida Sheikh on 031-209-8720.
Join the Ibn Masud Center and the Al Ansar Foundation for a sumptuous meal and a night of upliftment with international acclaimed Naat reciter Junaid Jamshed, taking place on Friday the 27th of March 2009 at the LNJ Hall at 7 p.m. inshallah. Make a difference in a child's life by purchasing a ticket and support this fundraising initiative. All proceeds to be re-injected into the Ibn Masud Institute